السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers. Over the past 3 or 4 weeks we have been discussing qabz and bast. And I've explained to you that these are two states of the heart. They are two types of experiences that people experience. Sometimes it is a state of happiness. A person feels like his heart has expanded, there's great spaciousness in it, there's accommodation for the whole world in that heart. And sometimes a person feels that his heart has narrowed considerably. There is a kind of tightening, there is a kind of feeling of that the person is straightened. So these are two states of the heart. One is the state of qabz, one is the state of bast. Now whether the person is a pious person, is a righteous person, or he is a sinful person, he experiences different kinds of kayfiyat. Sometimes these kayfiyat that the person experiences of qabz and bast, if he is a pious person, then it is a test from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala creates a kind of thirst in him. As I explained, that if you don't feel thirsty, you are not going to enjoy drink. And Allah Ta'ala creates hunger, because if you don't feel hungry, you won't enjoy food. So just as we have food for the physical body, in the same way there's food for the spiritual body. Now the spiritual body also, there is this state of hunger and thirst. That sometimes a person is thirsty and is hungry to do more and more good deeds, ibadah, zikr, tilawat, and sometimes the person is not in that mood. So for the pious and the righteous ones, it is an elevation of their status. Allah Ta'ala puts them through some kind of test and trial, and then they come to the garden route after having traveled through the Kiru. But for the sinful ones like us, it is a forgiveness of the sins, it is to bring us back on track, it is to make us start making istighfar and tawbah. Through those tests and trials, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings us to realization that we are His bandas, we are not His masters. So therefore we should be obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now tonight, I'm going to read to you Mamat-e-Majzub. Hazrat Khaja Majzub Rahmatullah Alayh, everyone knows that he was the Mehboob Khalifa of Hazrat Mujaddid-e Millat Rahmatullah Alayh. And Hazrat Mujaddid-e Millat Mulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh had said that Hazrat Khaja Sahab ke Ash'ar mein Haal hi Haal hai, Qaal ka naam hi nahi. Now that was the certificate that he gave to him. That in his poetry there is no such thing as just beautiful oratory or words. His poetry, there's nothing but hal, a kayfiyat of the heart. Now you have been listening in our zikr programs, majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ae khuda de, and the very famous one, so many have by hearted it, ae mere data, ae mere malik, ae mere maula, ae mere wali, shahan shah du alam tu hai, sabse teri sarkar hai ali. Now all that poetry that we read, we can sense that this person is of a different world. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with such piety, such taqwa. Now when they experience a kind of qabz, then it is not because of sins. We must not misunderstand that this poetry that he wrote to his Shaykh Kamil was because of sins, that he started engaging and indulging in casting lustful glances, and he started engaging, na'uzubillah, in zina and watching some porn sites, or missing his salat, or he started engaging in some other kind of haram. That was not the case. He was still paband with Sharia. He was following the Quran and the Sunnah in his life. But this was that state of qabz that we are talking about. For the past 3 weeks I've been explaining that how many people, they just give up all hope when they experience this state, and they feel that Allah Ta'ala has forsaken them, or they do not have any kind of qurb and marifat of Allah Ta'ala anymore. They don't get any enjoyment in their namaz, in their zikr, in their tilawat. It becomes like a great effort to even get up for namaz, for fajr. It becomes an effort to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. It's a great effort to make some zikr. Now when they experience this kafir, they really feel very, very down. They feel that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has become very displeased and angry with them. Whereas that is not the state. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam received wahi. The first verses of the Quran Sharif were revealed. And after that, for 3 years, it is called Fatrat Wahi. Now at that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself says that he used to think of jumping from the mountain. As a Jibreel al-Islam used to suddenly appear. Surah Wadduha, look at how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives Nabi alayhi salam's consolation. Allah Ta'ala hasn't become displeased with you. So this state sometimes can be very, very frightening for a salik, the person who wants this bond and connection with Allah Ta'ala. The most painful thing in his life and the most difficult burden to bear and shoulder is Allah Ta'ala's displeasure. Unlike us, that to us it means nothing. If Allah Ta'ala please, so what? And if He is displeased, so what? That is how we'll take life. Na'uzubillah. But to them, if they sense a little bit of displeasure in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and they use the yardstick of their actions and deeds, that when they see their actions there is a bit of weakness, they believe that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has become displeased. So they make plenty of istighfar, tawbah, and shed tears of remorse and regret because Allah has become displeased. Once again, suddenly it came to mind, so therefore I'm going to repeat that the displeasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I mentioned about that Hindu person who had accepted Islam. Many majalis, I mentioned it in different places. He accepted Islam, but it could be that somebody is listening here for the first time, and for his benefit of anybody else's benefit, it could be repeated. Allah Ta'ala knows best. But I believe that whatever comes at that moment in time, it is coming from above, because there's no planned discussion. So this Hindu person, he accepted Islam. When he accepted Islam, his whole family, everybody came down upon him, as we normally say, like a ton of bricks. Everyone against him, nobody to support him in this acceptance of Islam. Rejection by his family, rejection by his friends. But he was a great poet, and he used to recite poetry in Urdu, in Hindi, in everything. So there was a very big jalsa that took place in one of the grounds of New Delhi. And those jalsas used to commence at night, and hundreds of thousands of people used to attend, not like our jalsas. 200,000 was like the norm. So there must have been plus minus 150,000 people in that gathering. And he recited a poetry. Up till now it rings in my ears, those words of his. Laakh aaye musibat to parwaah nahi, laakh toote sitam uska shikwaah nahi. लाख आए मुसीबत तो परवाह नहीं, लाख टूटे सितम उसका शिकवा नहीं. चाहे बदले जमाना नहीं उसका गम, चाहे बदले जमाना नहीं उसका गम. आप बदले तो अपना ठिकाना नहीं, आप बदले तो अपना ठिकाना नहीं। ओ अल्लाह, लाख आए मुसीबत तो परवाह नहीं, हंड्रेड्स ऑफ थाउजेंड्स ऑफ टेस्ट कैन कम अपॉन मी, आई डोंट केयर। Of course, we are extremely weak. We must not ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for tests and trials. We must ask for forgiveness and His mercy. But he was coming through this kind of difficulties. Because we got Islam easily, we don't have any kind of criticism from our parents and wives and children and families. Nobody rejected us because we are Muslims. We are born in Muslim homes. So we don't appreciate this Islam and Iman. Now this person coming from Hinduism into Islam and the whole community turning against him. So he only knows what he was going through. Now to remain steadfast in such conditions is not an easy thing. So he says, Laak aaye musibat to parwa nahi, laak toote sitam uska shikwa nahi. Oh Allah, I'm not complaining to you about all these people having turned against me. I'm not complaining to you that they are ill-treating me, they are abusing me, they are swearing and cursing and criticizing and ridiculing and mocking and teasing. I'm not complaining about that. Laak aaye musibat to parwa nahi, laak toote sitam uska shikwa nahi, chahe badle zamana nahi uska gham, aap badle to apna thikana nahi. If the whole world also turns against me, oh my beloved Allah, I don't care. Aap badle to apna thikana nahi. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, then I have no place and no ground to stand on. Then I will face nothing but destruction in my life. So I'm not concerned about what the people are saying. But my beloved Allah, you must not turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from me.
Koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki, ya tadapta rahega yun hi umr bhar. Koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki, ya tadapta rahega yun hi umr bhar. Maine mana khataon ka putla hoon main, apni nazron se lekin girana nahi. Maine mana khataon ka putla hoon main, apni nazron se lekin girana nahi. Says, oh my beloved Allah, I know that I am an epitome of sins. I am a bundle of sins. But is there any destination for me? Don't drop me from your sight, my beloved Allah. Now this is what this Hindu person who accepted Islam said in his beautiful poetry. So like that, this is Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was talking about his poetry, that there's nothing but hal in there. It's not just qal, it's not just words. There's a haqiqat and reality. So when he was saying this, we are discussing the state of qabz and wasf. So when he was saying this, that spiritual high, as we may call it, or spiritual low, so when he was saying this, it was not due to indulgence and engagement in sins or vices or evils. It was that feeling that they experience where it becomes a bit difficult to make ibadat, to make zikr, to make tilawat, and that enjoyment that they were getting in those good deeds and good actions, when there is a little bit of lessening of that enjoyment, then they consider that as if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has now become displeased. So therefore he writes to his shaykh and says, now we must see if we are in this mirror.
وہ حق کے ساتھ رابطہ اے دل نہیں رہا, مجذوب اس لقب ہی کے قابل نہیں رہا. وہ آنکھ اب نہیں ہے وہ اب دل نہیں رہا, مجذوب منہ دکھانے کے قابل نہیں رہا.
He says, oh Allah, how can I now face you? My condition has changed. I don't have that heart anymore, which was overfilled with your love and with your muhabbat. I don't have that namaz anymore, in which there was so much of khushu and khuzu, so much of humility, so much of concentration, so much of meditation. I don't have that zikr anymore, which before used to link me with you straight away. In other words, he's complaining of the kafiyat of his heart.
وہ آنکھ اب نہیں ہے وہ اب دل نہیں رہا, مجذوب منہ دکھانے کے قابل نہیں رہا. نہ گفتنی ہے حال میرا کچھ نہ پوچھئے, کہنے کے اور سننے کے قابل نہیں رہا.
Now don't even ask what the condition of my heart is. It is not even worth listening to it, and it is not even appropriate that I should make bayan of the condition of my heart. He says, no more that heart that was there prior to this condition that I am going through, I am experiencing.
کہنے کے اور سننے کے قابل نہیں رہا. وہ آنکھ جو نہ غیر کو دیکھے نہیں رہی, وہ دل جو ہو نہ غیر پہ مائل نہیں رہا. میں لاکھ توبہ کرتا ہوں نبتی نہیں کبھی, اب اپنے عزم کا تو میں قائل نہیں رہا. اس کے سوا کہ آپ ہی میری مدد کریں, کچھ چارہ میرے مرشد کامل نہیں رہا.
He says, that eyes which used to see only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat and power and might and His glory, and which used to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's greatness. He says, now that eyes I have no more.
وہ دل جو ہو نہ غیر پہ مائل نہیں رہا.
That heart which was attached to no one but Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it says, now I don't seem to have that heart anymore. So come to my assistance, oh my guide, my rabbar, my mentor. Take me out of this doldrum. I want to get back to that state that I was, where I used to enjoy that kayfiyat and those experiences.
He says, lakh toba I make, but it seems that I cannot stay steadfast on the toba also.
He's actually expressing our condition, that we make toba and we break our toba. So he says, now this is my condition, what do I do?
Wo haal ho gaya hai ke goya kabhi bhi main khuddam mein huzur ke dakhil nahi raha.
Says, although I was known like as a great wali and a very pious person and one of your very close khuddams, but now the condition of my heart is such as if I had never been in your company at any time.
Pehlu mein mere wo dil na paak hai huzoor, main paas baithne ke bhi qabil nahi raha.
Just that little disturbance in their heart, just that little movement. And as I explained to you, that this was not engagement in any kind of sins, but just that little distancing or that loss of that kayfiyat and that feelings, and they think Allah has become displeased. They become restless. And this is what we have to develop, and this is what the whole purpose of these majalis and programs are. It is not for the increase of our knowledge. Knowledge we have plenty, but to make amal on that knowledge, that is the important thing. So by means of these majalis, we make sincere tawbah from those sins. And if somebody is experiencing this kind of kayfiyat, then he finds a solution to his problems. So he says, pehlu mein mere wo dil na paak hai huzoor, main paas baithne ke qabil nahi raha. He says, that heart of mine, if only the people sitting with me had to come to know what the condition of that heart is, they will all distance themselves from me. They will not even sit. I am not even worthy of sitting in the majlis where pious and righteous people are sitting, because I don't even have that heart anymore. Now that is what he is talking about, a heart which is filled with Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love, but just that little weakness that he experienced, or that state of qabz that he experienced, and he says that this is the condition of my heart. Now if he is talking, a wali of Allah Ta'ala, if he is saying that this is the condition of my heart, then what should we think of our hearts, which are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, which are filled with envy and jealousy. Day and night there is nothing but envy and jealousy. Our hearts are filled with what? With evil passions, evil desires. Every person seems to be having the same problem. There's no concentration in namaz. I get all kinds of bad thoughts, different things that I've seen during the day come in my salat. Obviously it's going to come. If the person is going to watch all the filth on the TV and then come straight to salat, those pictures are going to come in the salat. When the person is going to read some filthy novel or filthy magazine and then come, those things are going to come in his salat. If the person is going to cast lustful glances, unconcerned, on the streets, then when he's going to make Allahu Akbar, do we think that he's going to get some kind of kafiyat in that namaz? Therefore I say that what we should try and do is, at least by azan time, if the person is in the masjid after making the 4 sunnat or 2 sunnat, whatever sunnat he has to make, then after that spend 5 minutes at least cutting ourselves out from the outside world. We stay in salat, we don't stay outside salat. When we enter salat, we cut ourselves out 5 or 10 minutes before the salat starts, before we start our first salat. Then at that time, or before even we start our sunnat salat, for a little while the person makes some kind of muraqabah. He cuts himself out from the outside world, leaves the business behind, leaves the family behind, leaves all his other engagements behind, and now brings his mind into the masjid, into the salat, that I'm going to enter into salat, I'll be standing before my Allah. The azmat of Allah Ta'ala must be in the heart, the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must be in the heart. The person must think that on the day of Qiyamah, this is how I will have to stand before Allah, and I will have to account for my deeds and my actions. And what have I done in my life? What is it that I have done that is pleasing to my Allah? What capital have I got to take across to the Akhirat? When a person is migrating, is leaving one country and going to another, then the person says, what capital has he got to take across? Now what capital have I got? How much of life have I got left? When the person is going to think in this line, then he will realize that he has wasted his time, and at least now this, consider this salat as the last salat of his life and make it properly. So that is the condition of our hearts. So when we come into salat, if we do a little bit of zikr and a little bit of fikr, then inshallah we'll enjoy that salat. So he says, Abras, pehlu mein mere wo dile napaak hai huzoor mein paas baithne ke bhi qabil nahi raha. And what a great lesson in it is for us. That all of us, it is our outward piety that people get deceived with. How great an ihsan and a fazl of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala it is, that he did not expose the weaknesses of our heart to people. It is only some very pious, righteous, very great Allah wallahs get some kashf, otherwise generally we see nothing. One person said, Maulana, look into my heart and tell me what's in the condition of my heart. I said, I got glasses on my eyes here, I can't even see properly, where I'm going to look into your heart? So the condition of the heart Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala concealed. How many people, their hearts are filled, people like us, filled with nifaq, hypocrisy, filled with all kinds of evil thoughts. And we come into the masjid, we stand in the saf next to people, and they don't know what the condition of our heart is. Now what if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had to have some kind of screen, that the moment you walk in, whatever is in the heart, it reflects on the screen and everybody in the masjid can read. What would have been our condition? So make shukr over that ni'mah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concealed our weaknesses. So make sincere tawbah over it. Beautify the heart. Look at the amount of money people are spending for beautification. Just for faces, how much is spent? $1 billion industry it is. And yet that body is going to perish one day. But we spend so much just for the beautification of the face. And for the purpose of the body, so many different lotions and soaps and creams and what is used. Then when are we going to make a little bit of effort on this heart, to polish this heart with zikrullah, with tawbah, with istighfar, and then see what kind of light and noor comes into the heart. We haven't experienced it, so therefore we don't know what the enjoyment is. And it is not something impossible or difficult, simple and easy. Sincere tawbah from sins, and then obey Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and see what experience we get.
काबू में मेरे अब मेरी आंख नहीं रही कहने में मेरे अब ये मेरा दिल नहीं रहा बेफिक्र आखिरत से कुछ ऐसा हुआ हूँ मैं जैसे कि मौत ही का मैं काइल नहीं रहा
says it just seems that now I'm no more even believing that there is such a thing as death the way my actions have become. And yet his actions had not become, as I explained, we must understand that. But he says that my heart has become such as if I don't even believe in the akhirat. Now it is a lesson for us that our actions, do they indicate that we believe in akhirat? If a person believes in akhirat, he believes in Jannat Jahannam, he believes in a day of judgment, then deliberately can he go and commit zina, deliberately will he steal, deliberately will this person go to the casino and to the rave club and to the nightclubs and to the discos. Deliberately will this person engage in adultery and fornication. If he sincerely and truly believes that there is such a thing as life after death and there is a day of judgment and there is a day of accountability. So our actions show that we don't really believe. It is some kind of knowledge that we have. But in any case, he says that this is the condition of my heart.
Ab meri ghaflaton ki koi had nahi rahi, mujsa jahan mein ab koi ghafil nahi raha. Taufiq toba kasrat isyan salb ki, bahre guna ka ab koi sahil nahi raha. Har waqt maasiyat ka taqaza hai nafs mein, دل خیر کی طرف میرا مائل نہیں رہا
This is now always this taqaza, a demand of the heart to go towards evil. It seems as if it is no more inclined towards good. Whereas this is not something that is objectionable. If there is a kind of taqaza and a demand and a pull in the heart towards evil, but the purpose that the person is not purposely going towards that evil, there's a pull. The heart, the thought is coming, go to the disco, go cinema, do this, do that. But the person is resisting that temptation, he is not falling for that temptation. So then that same resistance of that temptation is going to light up the noor of taqwa in that heart. If there was no taqaza of masiyat, if there was no taqaza and demand of the nafs to commit sin, there would have been no such thing as taqwa. Then we would have all been born angels. So the person must not get worried and frightened if there is a taqaza suddenly of committing sin, as long as he does not commit that sin, he resists that temptation. They say the stronger the flow of the water, that's how this hydroelectric schemes, so the force of the water generates electricity. Now here there is a very strong force to commit haram. Now the person resists that temptation. Like after this majlis, now go home. Now that strong taqaza in the heart, go back to the TV and watch the haram that you were watching before. Or engage in this haram or that haram. Now the person says, no, my Allah is watching, I'm not going to go for it. So there will be a pain on the heart that the person has to take, but that will generate that noor in that heart. That is what is going to light up that heart, when he's going to resist that temptation. In any case, this is how he goes on. And after that, suddenly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala again gives him that kafiyat of bast. So then he says, majzoob na rasida ko wasil bana diya, naqis ko ek nigaah mein kamil bana diya. Naqshe buta mitaya dikhaya jamal e haq, aankhon ko aankhe dil ko dil bana diya. Now and again he started practicing on the nasihats of his shaykh. They said, now again my heart returned to its original state. That kafiyat that was there of qabz, it is gone. Once again that spaciousness has come.
Faze nazar se nafs ki kaya palat gayi, jo the razail unko fazail bana diya.
All those evil thoughts which were coming into the mind and heart, he says, now suddenly it is changed. It is channeled in a different direction. Islam doesn't seem to suppress it altogether. There are lots of desires that will come in the heart. So now Islam doesn't say suppress them completely, finish, you mustn't enjoy anything in this world. All it says is channel it in the right direction. A person has got very great amount of ishq in his heart, love. So now all we say is that love, don't give it to illicit beloveds. Channel it in the right direction, give your heart to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and see where it takes you. That is all you have to do. You can't make fana of that ishq. Look at the Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. They were always fighting, arguing, in battle, killing, murdering, looting, what they used to do. They accepted Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hands, they accepted Islam. They became radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. Now look at their condition. That same fighting spirit which they had, now they used it against their nafs. They used it in jihad. So everyone has anger in him. Every person has got this fighting spirit and many, many other weaknesses that we have. All we have to do is channel it in the right direction. Instead of swearing and cursing others, swear our nafs when it is taking towards evil. And instead of calling others, you stupid, you mad, you foolish, you idiot and everything else, tell our own nafs, you stupid, you mad, you idiot, you think I'm your banda. I'm Allah Ta'ala's banda. Why use those words for other people? Use it against our own nafs. Fight nafs and shaitan. Throw nafs and shaitan out of our lives. Bowl nafs and shaitan out of our lives. Catch nafs and shaitan. Stump nafs and shaitan. We talk a lot of things in cricket, so do that. So we must not get too disappointed or too depressed when we experience this state of qabz. As long as the person is not engaging in sins, then if he is experiencing a spiritual low, then he must consider that as part of the tarbiyah of the person. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best which route to take a person through. And I've given that example now many, many times, that if you are going to Cape Town through that Karoo route, then first it's going to be dry desert land. Nobody wants to stop there. You just want to drive fast and get away from there. But that's not our destination, so we don't return home from there just because we are going past. Carry on, then you'll come to the garden route. That also is not our destination. So enjoy the lake, the rivers, the trees and the beautiful scenery, and carry on until you reach the destination. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is His fazal, His ihsan, that He gives us some enjoyment in our ibadat, zikr, tilawat. Otherwise, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept it dry, there was no enjoyment, then too we would have had to make that ibadat, because we are His banda. We don't make namaz only if there's enjoyment. We don't read Quran Sharif only if there's enjoyment. We do it because we are the bandas of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. برباد محبت کو نہ برباد کریں گے میرے دل ناشاد کو وہ شاد کریں گے. That person who shatters to smithereens those evil desires of his heart, so he is making برباد of that محبت. So Allah تبارک و تعالی will now not allow that heart to become برباد again. Allah تعالی will put happiness into that heart. For the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if a person leaves out the haram, leaves out those things which displease Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah Ta'ala gives sweetness of iman in those hearts. So if we are not experiencing, it is our weakness. There is a shortcoming. There is a deficiency in our sincerity or in that ibadat that we are doing. But if we make that little effort, then Allah Ta'ala will give us that sweetness of iman. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Amal se banti ye zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi. Ye khaki apni fitrat mein na nuri hai, na nari hai. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقينا عذاب النار. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، مائی رحیم اللہ، مائی کریم اللہ، وی ایکسٹریملی ویک سروینٹس آف یورز. نفس اینڈ شیطان ہیو بیکم ڈومیننٹ فار اس. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، وی ایکسٹریملی ویک سروینٹس آف یورز. Don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. Forgive our sins, major and minor. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, day and night we use your bounties and your ni'mats for your disobedience. Don't turn away your glance of mercy because of our sins. Ya Allah, our life is in your control. Our heart, liver and lungs all in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control. The heavens and the earth in your control. Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom. We cannot go out of it, my beloved Allah. We are therefore turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Sab kuch hai bande magar tere hai. Bless us with good health. Bless us with afiyat and salamati. Ya Allah, bless us with your closeness, with yaqeen in you, with trust in you. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of the good of this world and the good of the hereafter. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, parents and children, family members and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، ہونے والے اجتماع کو کامیاب فرما، تیرے راہ کے اندر جو ٹھوکرے کھا رہے ہیں ان کی مدد فرما، نصرت فرما. یا اللہ سب کو اخلاص کے ساتھ کام کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. مساجد، مدارس، خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. کوئی منزل بھی ہے اس گنہگار کی، یا تڑپتا رہے گا یوں ہی عمر بھر. میں نے مانا خطواؤں کا پتلا ہوں میں، اپنی نظروں سے لیکن گرانا نہیں. یا اللہ ایک دن مرنا ہے، آخر موت ہے. وی ہیو ٹو ڈائی، وی ہیو ٹو لیو دس ورلڈ. ڈونٹ لیٹ دا اینجل آف ڈیتھ فائنڈ اس ان اے ڈسکو، سینما، تھیٹر، گیمبلنگ اینڈ پاپنگ ڈرگز ان اور ماؤتھ، اور اینی کائنڈ آف حرام ایکشن. When the time of our departure from this world comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wahi hai watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. Let our death be in Madina Tayyiba, let our burial be in Baqi. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problems, the sicknesses, the tests and trials that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you is undergoing. With your fazl, with your kindness and ihsan, remove the pain, suffering and difficulties. Ya Allah, puri ummat ki maghfirat kar de, puri ummat ke upar rahmat ki barish kar de. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and problems and tests of the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.